Part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know.
know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're
another fine record from The Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, followed by yet another debut record from The Vogues, a group from Pittsburgh who had a small series of hits on the CO and CE label from Pittsburgh, like the group. And that was the first of them, thing called You're the One. Then they disappeared for a couple of years, came back on Reprise, and did a couple of things that really amounted to straight pop records. And then fade out again, although I understand they're still rather popular on the nightclub circuit. Clean Gene Loman here, right now another very important debut record, this time from the Stax Company, of course out of Memphis, Tennessee. This one, a group that was one of the most popular groups of 1965, and most people, at least outside of hardcore rhythm and blues circles, had not heard of them till 1966, but their first record was actually in the fall of 1965. Their first hit record, I should say. They made a few recordings for Roulette, which were re-released after their success on Stax, but this was their first hit. Sam and Dave, one of my very favorites of theirs. I Take What I Want.
Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me. make me blue. It's a doggone shame, my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do you lie to make my love stronger?
Sam and Dave's debut record, debut hit, I Take What I Want, followed by yet another monster from that old banner year of Motown, 1965. And Marvin Gaye, of course, Ain't That Peculiar, written by the master himself, Smokey Robinson. Right now, yet another big one for the Stones, taken from the album December's Children, Get Off My Cloud.
Thank you. love. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wait. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life has begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Rolling Stones, their hit from the fall of 65, and of course Get Off My Cloud, followed by a real favorite of mine from the period, one of my more preferred of the social comment type tunes, and another great one-shot hit, Jonathan King. His only hit came out on the Parrot label, a subsidiary of London, which released almost entirely British imports, of which this, of course, was one. And a thing called Everyone's Gone to the Moon. Right now, what I still tend to think of as the rhythm and blues hit of the fall of 65. It seems when I think of that particular fall, I almost always think of this particular record. Yet another dance record and just a magnificent production job, once again, on this particular record. From the opening bass line through the fade out. This is just has classic written all over it, to my way of thinking. Woman who had a duet hit with a man named Bobby McClure at the very beginning of 1965, and didn't really have anything until that fall with her only really big hit on her own without Bobby McClure. Fontella Bass on Checker out of Chicago, of course, and Rescue Me.
You and your love to come on and rescue. something too deep for anyone else to see. And the whole world wants to know why I love him so. But I'm afraid they just wouldn't understand. Every tear I shed, I know it's wasted in vain. But there's something I can reveal that I so deeply feel. Oh, it must be, it's gotta be the soul of a man. Till I just can't cry no more. I know the man don't love me, but he won't let me go. He controls my heart, my mind, and my soul. Takes my helpless heart and turn it upside down. And the whole world wants to know why I love him so. Oh, it must be, oh, it must be the soul.
Both sides of Fontella Bass's big hit from the fall of 1965, generally forgotten that was a double-sided hit, although Soul of a Man was not anywhere near the hit it should be, simply because it was so much overshadowed by Rescue Me, which was, of course, a monster hit, both in the pop field as well as in rhythm and blues. But Soul of a Man, in case you didn't notice, sounded very, very much like the early Aretha Franklin stuff on Atlantic, when she switched over to that label from Columbia and finally started having her magnificent series of soul, rhythm, and blues hits on that label. And I can't help but think that the Aretha Franklin stuff on Atlantic was at least somewhat modeled after that particular record by Fontella Bass. Right now, a really interesting record, a British remake of a tune from the Help film of the Beatles, and of course also from the album that the Beatles themselves did not release on 45, but was, I think, pretty much far and away the most popular song on the album, which was not released as a 45, and was remade by a group called the Silky, really interesting sounding British group, and released on a 45 and became a fair-sized hit. And I think when most people think about that song, they really most often think of the Silky's version of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. And their whole album based on this song, as a matter of fact, was a very interesting album. A lot of Bob Dylan songs and a few originals. So on the Fontana label, the Silky and their version of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Thank you.
the Silky's version of You Got to Hide Your Love Away. Clean Gene Loman with the fall of 1965 edition of the Rhythm and Blues Express 10-year retrospective. Right now it's time to make way for a station break, perhaps some local announcements, and I'll be back. Clean Gene Loman here, back with you for the second part, the last hour of the Rhythm and Blues Express, continuing now with the fall of 1965. Right now, Bob Dylan's follow-up hit to his smash from the summer, which was, of course, Like a Rolling Stone. This is Positively 4th Street.
Down, you know it's not like that. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Behind my back, I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with the one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with? Surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? Heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand it's not my problem? Stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
Bob Dylan and Positively 4th Street, of course, pretty much a sound alike to the his previous hit, Like a Rolling Stone, but perhaps even a little more acid, bitter-type lyrics, if that's possible. That, incidentally, was quite a valuable 45 for a while, because that was not released on album for
I guess about a year and a half until it was finally released on the original Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits. It was never on any of his original albums, like Rolling Stone, of course, was from the Highway 61 Revisited album, another very, very fine album from that period where they were just beginning to be rock and roll albums that stood up very much on their own. And, of course, Highway 61, one of the very best of the early ones of those. And if you haven't heard that for a while, well, dig out your old copy or get a hold of one and listen to it, because an amazing record. And just look at the list of instrumentalists on that album, and it may blow your mind. Just Al Kooper and Mike Bloomfield, just for starters. That was actually, really, if you look at it that way, that album was the first super session. Just consider the fact that album had Al Kooper, Mike Bloomfield, and Bob Dylan on it. Right now, another one from Motown, although this one a little more obscure, although this particular tune was redone by the Doobie Brothers a few years ago, and they had a pretty big hit with it. This from a female Motown artist who had not had a hit for a long, long time. She really only had one major one back in 1963, a very beautiful, slow record called Love Me All the Way. Really had nothing to speak of up till this one in 1965. Kim Weston on the Gordy subsidiary of the Motown Corporation, and Take Me in Your Arms.
One, two, three. Oh, about love. Basically, it's as easy as pie. The hard part is living without love. Without your love.
Kim Weston, Take Me For a Little While, or rather, Take Me in Your Arms, not to be confused with a song that was called Take Me For a Little While. It was out about the same time. And after that, a song which was, in a certain sense, imitation Motown, just a straight-out dance tune, but that, of course, not Motown at all, from a white artist named Len Barry, and released on the Decca label, his only major hit. Right now, speaking of imitations, Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions had up to this time, of course, had a, albeit pretty incredible, series of hit recordings, and had never really had a successful imitator until this particular record came along. And this, the sound of this record is almost impossible to differentiate from the old Impressions records. And the group, the name of the group is even, in a certain sense, a tribute to the Impressions. Johnny and the Expressions on the Josie label, their only hit, Something I Want to Tell You.
Something I wanna tell you.
Johnny and the Expressions, and something I want to tell you. Right now, a couple more classics from Motown.
You're running from, there's no hiding place.
You can't run, you can't hide, you can't run, you can't
love has
hide.
Problems, I know, but they're problems we just have to face. Oh yeah.
Temptations, and a great tune from them, which bears the unmistakable imprint of Smokey Robinson's composition. And it's kind of hard to believe that that was generally considered the flip side of a tune called My Baby, which was a pretty big hit at the time. But I think most people remember, well, I still get requests for My Baby too, but that's certainly my favorite of the two sides of that 45, and one of my very favorite Temptations tunes, Don't Look Back. Following that, another big hit for the Howlin' Dozier Howlin' composition and the production team, and of course the voices of the Supremes, and I Hear a Symphony. Right now, I'm going to play a couple of the wilder records from the fall of 1965.
Wow!
James Brown and probably one of the most famous recorded screams in the 1960s, beginning his big hit from the fall of 1965. Of course, I Got You, I Feel Good. Those titles kind of equally acceptable, I suppose, for that record. And, of course, on the King label, his follow-up to Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, and perhaps even a little bigger hit at the time, James Brown scaling ever new heights of wildness on records. Little Richard, of course, the wild man of the 50s, but James Brown pretty much taking his place in the 60s. Following that, the single cut, which most shows why the Yardbirds named the album, they recorded that song on Rave Up, that a good example of a rave up tune in the British usage, just kind of being a hard rock party type tune. And of course, the Yardbirds remake of the old Bo Diddley hit I'm a Man, and we used to have a lot of fun dancing to that record in those days. And you can imagine it, even if you weren't around to see it. Right now, another classic folk rock tune, this one from the Byrds. And their recording of a tune generally credited to Pete Seeger, although if I remember correctly, the words are lifted directly out of the Bible. I guess Pete Seeger was credited with writing the melody and making the original poem, as it were, into a song, but of course made into a folk rock anthem, as it were, by the Byrds. Turn, Turn, Turn.
A time to lose, a time to rend, a time. mistake me or try to make me the shadow of anybody else. I ain't the him or her you think I am. I'm just trying hard to be myself. Whole society's goal is to be part of the whole. It may sound good to you, not to me. Stand to be understood. I could never give in to or ever live up to being like you think I should. I've got some inner need which I'm trying to heed. I can't take him. Change me or rearrange me to satisfy the selfishness in you. I'm not a piece of clay to mold to your moves each day, and I'm not a pawn to be told how to move. I'm sorry I'm not the fool you thought would play by your rules, but to each his own.
Birds and Turn, 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 followed by a rather minor folk rock group, although favorites of a lot of folks, the Turtles. And that was, I believe, their second hit, their first one being a remake of Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe, which was also earlier done, and a hit for Johnny Cash. And that particular tune, Let Me Be, another one from the pen of P.F. Sloan, who, of course, wrote the monster hit from the summer of 65 and Eve of Destruction. I really like the one line in that particular tune called that says, I can't stand to be understood. That's tune really brings back the a lot of the spirit of the middle 60s. And if you don't know what I mean, I don't quite know how I can explain it. Anyway, right now, another great one-shot hit from 1965, The Toys and a Thing Called a Lover's Concerto.
With their man.
Toys, and that song I think kind of started the a little mini trend of songs loosely based on classical themes. There were a few more of them. Be hearing those as this series progresses. I guess you could really say it culminated with A Wider Shade of Pale, Procol Harum, in 1967, but that's certainly the first one I can remember. And that particular tune, I don't know, the production job on that almost seems primitive compared to a lot of the stuff that was coming out at the time. I don't know, the Motown stuff in particular, but I don't know, I've never even been particularly fond of that record, but seems like the history of the period pretty much incomplete without it. Right now, back to some solid rhythm and blues, Chicago vocal group style.
And that's how it goes. You don't want me.
couple of great Chicago vocal groups. The first really pretty much known to Chicagoites. I believe they had quite a string of hits in the Chicago area, although their only really big national hit was the one we played by them, Peace of Mind. The Vontastics, really nice tune. I'm pretty sure they got their name from WVON, the big soul station then and now in the Chicago area. And following that record, of course, another one from the Impressions, although that one with a little different sound, a little harder edged sound, sound more soul as opposed to rhythm and blues type production. A change which the Temptations were going to go through in 1966. And that one, of course, You've Been Cheating, yet another one for Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. Right now, I'm going to play one that was strictly an album cut from the group that I played quite a while ago on the show with their original 45 version of Gloria. Also played the flip side, Baby Please Don't Go. Van Morrison's old group, known as Them. Their first album, pretty much based on the big hit from that album, Here Comes the Night. And was also a very solid album in its own right. Their second album was called Them Again and was not much of a hit. As a matter of fact, I expect it's somewhat of a collector's item at this point, although I'm lucky enough to own an original copy of it. And really marvelous, very diverse album, although all solid British rhythm and blues. And could say a lot about that album, but don't really have time. But I'm going to play one of the very few remakes of Dylan songs that my man who turned out to be my best friend in my early days at Antioch, old friend of mine named Henry McDonald, was a complete Dylan freak in those days. And this particular record was the only Dylan remake of a Dylan song that he could tolerate. And I think this is really just a really marvelous album track. Van Morrison and Them from Them Again and their remake of the Bob Dylan tune, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling over you. Something that calls for you. Forget the debt you've left, that will not follow you.
Van Morrison and Them, and the Bob Dylan tune originally from the album Bring It All Back Home, remade by Them on the Them Again album, and of course, it's all over now, Baby Blue. Right now, really interesting little tune that kind of stood up as a one-shot hit for a long time, and it was really a country pop crossover, although this record was really pretty much, I guess, almost considered to be a folk rock hit at the time. The first, and for a long time, the only hit for the Statler Brothers. Flowers on the Wall.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Statler Brothers, who I think were really, that particular record anyway, is really modeled more than anything else on the Smothers Brothers, the famous comedy team and also fairly successful recording artists at the time. And that was a Statler Brothers only hit for a long, long time. Then, I guess it was around the middle, sometime in the 70s when they started making hit country records, and now are one of the biggest country acts in the country, and are, to be redundant word-wise, and are actually one of the top country and western acts in the business at this particular time, really. Although that was still their only, to my memory anyway, their only major pop hit way back in 1965, the Statler Brothers. Really interesting history for that particular group. Right now, another record that's interesting in some ways. This tune generally attributed to Ma Rainey, I guess, if you go back that far. Or maybe you could say it's an old folk blues, going back even farther than that. And then the late Chuck Willis had a major pop and rhythm and blues smash with it in 1957. Then Bobby Powell came back with another, this time strictly rhythm and blues smash with a more soul type version of the old tune CeCe Ryder, Bobby Powell.
One question, tell me, how do you feel when you lose the one that you really need? What do you do? Tell me, what do you say? When the one you love refuses to look your way, you just say, see, oh, see, see, Ryder. Yeah, look and see what you've done. Call her one more time now. What you've done. You made me love you, baby. And right now your man has come. Oh, yes, he has.
That's what you have done.
You just say, see. See, see, Ryder. Lord, every night the moon shines so bright. And if you never, Lord, if you never return, I tell you, I just don't want nobody else. Lord, Lord, see, oh, see, see, Ryder.
Bobby Powell's version of CeCe Ryder, followed by Joe Tex, one of those artists who had a really impressive series of minor hits. He was never off the charts, but never really had a great big hit, with the exception of Hold What You Got, his first and biggest hit record, and really never had any real pop crossovers either, with the exception of, once again, Hold What You Got, and a couple other tunes later on, which were really more novelty tunes than anything else. But that particular tune, one of my favorite of his string of hits, Joe Tex and A Sweet Woman Like You. And this is Clean Gene, running behind schedule, as always it seems. Got most of the way through the fall of 1965. We'll be continuing fall 65 and get into the early part of next of 1966 on next week's shows. So y'all hang in there till next week, and thanks for listening.